answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, even back when I was a super cheerleader for Trump, because overall, he was doing such a great job, I always made it clear, I'm not Make America Great Again. I am 1776. And it's the 1776 movement that I launched during the Tea Party that you helped me launch, that we launched together, that brought back true American values and ideas and our identity as a national, sovereign, Christian, free market, laissez-faire, expansionist, pioneering people. That's the spirit. That's the unifying spirit. A manifest destiny for all of humanity versus the communist, kleptocratic, neo-feudalistic, fascist, globalist system. And so, yeah, I'm great. Make America great. How about make America free again? How about make America virtuous again? How about get America back closer to God again? But I'm like, okay, MAGA cute. Yeah, whatever, I support that. But I'm not MAGA. So when Trump said Alex Jones is in MAGA multiple times a few months ago, great. Because if you represent MAGA with having foreign powers and foreign countries running us, and anybody in Congress who has a great voting record that disagrees with something wrong you're doing, you target them. Now he's going after Boebert, after MTG and Massey and the rest of it. Well, I don't want to be at your cool kid Jeffrey Epstein table over there with you and Howard Lutnick. You decided to get off track, not us. We've got Massey talking about the Epstein class and just how shocking the documents are, including documents public hasn't been able to see. Can you imagine, after the millions of things we saw, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the torturing children, the cannibalism, what it was that was so horrible, more than 50% wasn't released? Can you imagine? And then the guy that was at the tip of the spear getting it done is the bad guy? But I see this phenomenon on X and Instagram and everywhere with viral videos, you see it too, where they'll look at some courthouse that's a beautiful courthouse and say, this is a million years old. Humans couldn't build this. Even though you can go to the records and see old black and white photos of being built. You see that weird phenomenon. And then you also see the phenomenon of the Earth's flat. Even though you can get your own private telescope and go out in the desert in a clear night and just hook a time-lapse camera up to the optical and sit there and watch moons and planets turn. They're round. Because when all this exploded and everything was molten liquid, in a vacuum of space, things go into balls. Just like with a welding arc, any welder will tell you, go, what's falling off that? If you get with a magnifying glass, what hits the ground is little tiny ball bearings. They're liquid hot when they're burning in the arc. They fall through the air. And by the time they hit the ground, a second later, they're solid and they bounce. The sun is turning. You can put a green filter on a telescope. You'll burn your eyeball out if you don't. You can aim it at the sun. And you can sit there with spots on the sun. That's solar flares. They look like spots. They're shooting out like black spots because they're cooler than the sun itself because they're going out into space. And you can sit there over an hour and you can see that little black spot move because it's turning. It's rotating. You don't see in any telescopes out in space big flat pancakes floating around. And I'm not trying to get off on a jag about this. It's just, I constantly see in my feeds, you're covering up the flat earth. And it's so, why don't we fly off the planet if it's turning at 27,000 miles an hour? Why do you not fly out of a jumbo jet at 700 miles an hour? Because you take off slow. It's centrifugal force. Now, if the plane came to a stop in 1 second, you break your neck. But these people have no understanding, and it's so frustrating. But when you awaken the general public they've been lied to, there are a lot of ignorant people who don't have any facts, who know they're being lied to, so again, everything must be a lie. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Carl Sagan back in the early 80s explaining who first postulated in ancient Egypt that the world was round and that it took thousands of years for it to be proven. Here it is.
Here's a map of ancient Egypt. I've inserted two sticks or obelisks, one up here in Alexandria and one down here in Syene. Now, if at a certain moment each stick casts no shadow at all, that's perfectly easy to understand, provided the earth is flat. If the shadow at Syene is at a certain length, and the shadow at Alexandria is the same length, that also makes sense on a flat earth. But how could it be, Eratosthenes asked, that at the same instant there was no shadow at Syene and a very substantial shadow at Alexandria? The only answer was that the surface of the earth is curved. Not only that, but the greater the curvature, the bigger the difference in the lengths of the shadows. The sun is so far away that its rays are parallel when they reach the earth. Sticks at different angles to the sun's rays will cast shadows at different lengths. For the observed difference in the shadow lengths, the distance between Alexandria and Syene had to be about 7 degrees along the surface of the earth. By that I mean, if you imagine these sticks extending all the way down to the center of the earth, they would there intersect at an angle of about 7 degrees. Well, 7 degrees is something like a 50th of the full circumference of the earth, 360 degrees. Eratosthenes knew the distance between Alexandria and Syene. He knew it was 800 kilometers. Why? Because he hired a man to pace out the entire distance so that he could perform the calculation I'm talking about. Now, 800 kilometers times 50 is 40,000 kilometers. So that must be the circumference of the earth. That's how far it is to go once around the earth. That's the right answer. Eratosthenes' only tools were sticks, eyes, feet, and brains, plus a zest for experiment.
And that's how we have cell phones and cars and missiles and all of it. And that's how the ancients, then, when we finally got navigation in the last 600 years, proved it was round because they were able to navigate off the stars. Unbelievable. Just because the government and the media lie about a bunch of stuff doesn't mean everything else is thrown out, folks. This is what science is about. And I know most of the audience knows that, but I mean, I'm still worried about people that get really pissed off at me, even on the street sometimes. Yeah, you know it's really flat, you liar. I'm just like, okay, man. Can't help you. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. And then coming up, Bill Gates of the UN are really pissed. Their funding's cut off, something good Trump did. They got all these videos of them freaking out, basically almost brought to tears over it. So they're trying to launch these new pandemics. We also had the Pentagon over the weekend. Oh, we don't have any evidence, but we think Cuba's going to launch 300 drones in the U.S. Operation Northwoods, false flag extravaganza incoming. And Trump says he wants regime change in Cuba. And some will say, well, don't you want regime change? Yeah, but I don't want to attack U.S. cities and blame it on Cuba. I don't want to do Operation Northwoods. And I don't want to do what we did in Venezuela, have regime change and put the vice president who's a communist in and have no elections. And that's what the CIA has been meeting last week with the deputies, saying, we'll put you in charge, get rid of Raul Castro, and the rest of all this stuff, so we'll replace one dictator with another. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on Key West, Florida, American military vessels in Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, that's an AlexJonesLive.com article, but you can go just type into search engine yourself. Pentagon warns of Cuban drone attack on Florida and on U.S. ships. There it is. Exclusive. U.S. eyes attack drone threat from Cuba. Axios, which is CIA publication, and Washington Post and all the rest of them. So they're definitely gearing up that. Florida Key Sheriff urges calm following report Cuban drones could hit Key West. That is absolutely the pretext for U.S. invasion. And the CIA set up Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs. I just don't trust any of this. Cuban regime denies reports of possible drone attacks on Guantanamo Bay and Key West. That's the Navy base, and we got a lease forever on in Cuba and on Key West, obviously in Florida. Wild stuff. And I noticed last night, because I love reading the comments, I get so many good ideas and tips, I got home, had dinner, hung out with the family. 9-year-old went to bed. My old mother kids are grown up, out of the nest. And I went in, was looking at the videos we posted from the show and checking those. And I saw a bunch of comments. You liar. Nobody's saying drones are going to attack Cuba. There's no Operation Northwoods. You're a liar. But we do. You know, it's just like, come on. Come on. Don't be scared of information. Don't be scared of facts. It's like when Trump started a few months ago saying we need ground troops. The head of the army said don't do it, so he fired him. I noticed all the neocons were in my feed saying nobody's planning ground troops while the neocons are on TV promoting ground troops. They always want to kill our opposition. It's not happening. Nothing's happening. Go to sleep while they get it launched. Sleepwalking is in a total war. All right. Ellie, Daniel, Bruce, Christian, Amber, Dave, we're going to your calls right now. I'll take them in the order they're received. Holding the longest would be Dave in Idaho. Dave, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, Alex? Love you, man.
Hey, I'm only here because you guys support us. I'm doing great. Still in the fight. Thanks for keeping me here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Been watching you for many, many years. Hey, two things. One, what happened during all the campaign speeches? What happened to this whole statement that Trump used to say? We're going to be winning so much that you're going to just get tired of winning. You're going to say, oh, Mr. President, we just can't take the winning anymore. You remember that?
In fact, crew, pull up, he said it 100 times, pull up Trump, you're going to be so tired of winning clip. And look, yeah. I don't want to be bashing Trump. We know the Democrats are far worse.
Oh,
the point
I voted
is,
for him.
The point
I
is, I know you
time.
Did, but my point is we are supposed to bitch when we think something's wrong and
right.
still support the good things.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just kind of ironic. It's like, well, wait a minute. And I said, no, I'm not tired of winning. I don't even feel like we've won anything yet.
Well, you're not winning with 56% increase in fuel since you got in. You're not winning with inflation off the chart.
Exactly.
You're not winning with our credit value about to be dropped and the dollar plunging. You're not winning with Larry Fink so happy this war is going. That's not winning for you?
No, gosh, if that's winning, man, I'd hate to be losing.
Exactly. So where do you see this going?
I don't know, man. Something's happened. It's either one of two things. He's either losing his mind in some regard, or he's compromised. It's got to be one of the two.
Well, I know this, and I don't need to prove this. Trump said, tune into Mark Levin. He's what I believe. But over the weekend, I saw these clips, and I played them yesterday. But I was thinking about it last night when I was watching the rebroadcast. Trump literally repeats word for word what Mark Levin says. So he's like, we were in this war a decade, and this war 15 years, and this war 5 years, so this is okay, we're in this war. But they didn't close the Strait of Hormuz, and it wasn't at a point that America was about to go bankrupt if your financial plan didn't work. And you said you wouldn't do this war. So, but again, he's word for word. How the hell did we wake up with the no ratings, neocons being Trump's brain? Do you think that's because he's compromised or because somehow Mark Levin has hypnotized him, or are they secretly married? Are they secretly a gay couple?
Yeah. There's something going on because this is not the Trump that used to be. Hey, can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
What the heck is going on, man, with this chemtrail stuff? I mean, how come Kennedy, nobody's involved? Nobody, everybody's just put their head in the sand. Nobody will address this.
Kennedy started to look and said it's the Department of Energy, which we already knew. It's a geoengineering program.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely adding to the jet fuel. And that's the main way the nuclei come out. And it is 100% going on. I see the crew pulled up one shot, but I mean, this is nothing. I mean, there's some new shots that have come out where it shows time lapse. The whole sky darkened by this. And then you have the CIA director for Obama admitting they were doing it. But then we're not supposed to talk about it. Absolutely. I mean, you know, they were supposed to. Kennedy said what last year? He said, oh, we have the documents. We're about to bring out a report on all this. Yeah, here's some new footage. I mean, look at this. And again, folks, I know the atmosphere. My dad's a pilot. I grew up in Civil Air Patrol. Okay, I'm 52. There was a Nobel Prize won for climate control to, quote, block solar rays for global warming in 92. Bill Gates gets behind it. By 95, they started a Department of Energy program doing it. And I remember until the mid-90s, you would see ice trails usually only in the winter and at high altitude, and they would form and disappear in a minute or two. These things come in at like 3,000 feet in the hot summer and immediately form and then turn into clouds and don't go away. That's not ice crystals. That's not ice crystals. That is artificial aluminum dioxide barium salts. Go ahead.
It says, no, that's just a conspiracy theory.
Well, how old are you, Dave?
I'm early 60s.
So you're a little older than me. So is your memory the same? You remember being a kid, an adult, until the mid-90s, and you asked your parent, what's that? They'd say, oh, that's ice crystals at 30,000 feet. Remember how they would disappear very quickly?
Yep.
Did you ever? Oh, yeah, you'll see real ones, exactly. You'll see real ones right next to other ones that don't go away.
And exactly.
And the other plane, yeah, exactly. When you were a kid, or up until the mid-90s, when you're like 45, 30 years old,
yeah.
Did you ever see one stay up there for an hour?
Nope, never.
What about 5 minutes? I never saw 5 minutes.
No, they're gone within a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And it's just like, but again, you know, if you don't use the exact terminology, what is it? Stratospheric aerosol injection or whatever they call it.
That's it.
If you say chemtrails, no, that's all fake. That's all nonsense.
Yeah, when you do a FOIA request a FOIA request for that, they go, that doesn't exist. It's not called that. It's called exactly what you just said. So, and then Bill Gates is on TV saying he's doing it. He's blocking out the sun. And then the CIA director admits they've been doing it. But he says, but we don't let the public to know because they'll sue. But then he goes on C-SPAN and admits it.
I don't know what's going on. When is this going to even be addressed out loud in public by Kennedy or somebody? Just say, hey, we're looking into this and we're going to do something about it ASAP. But it's just like everyone drags their feet. No one cares.
Here's what we know. This started about 30 years ago. And so the average 30-year-old has just grown up and think this is completely normal. And so that's like all this stuff. Those of us that are older literally have a brain trust because we remember when all this stuff was different. We have to get our testimonies on record for people and explain this to people because the young people, a lot of them don't know because they've never grown up in a system that wasn't under this. Thanks for the call. And I'm glad you called about that because I had that on the list today. They showed the new footage and I was going to talk about exactly what you just talked about. So thank you for calling. Yeah, there's the new footage I sent today. I mean, look at this. This was shot like last week. I mean, look at that. I got up, I don't know, it was about a week ago, and I went for a hike. I go out to all the fire department roads they built all over Austin where nobody goes to hike. Everybody goes to hike like, you know, a few areas, which is people everywhere. I go where nobody's at. You see huge rattlesnakes and eagles and everything else. And so I just randomly look on a map I don't even need to. I can just park on the side of a road and know there's going to be fire breaks and just go in the woods. And, you know, and I'm on county or city land and just hike this big, big two-lane, you know, deals. Awesome. It's total adventure. I go everywhere. And you'll find weird containment ponds and stuff. And it's government property and there's no one there. And you go fishing or just jerking 5-pound bass out. I mean, it's just if I had time, that's all I'd be doing. And it's like a 6-foot rattlesnake the other day. By the time it shot off in the woods, I didn't get any video of it. But why was I telling that story? Oh, it was out like a week and a half ago. And so I get out there when it's dark and the sun comes up and it's crystal blue sky. It was on a weekend. So I was going to do like a long ride. So I did like a 7-mile hike. By the time I get back to the truck, got out there at like 6:45. By the time I get back at like 9:30, the sky, and it's all low, 3,000-4,000 feet, is just solid chemtrail. And I mean, I'm watching this with my eyeballs. And it pisses me off. Now, I told the story. They had some county workers out there that keep those roads open in case there's a big fire. We still have fire breaks in Texas, unlike California and places, who hadn't kept them up in 40 years. So the fires just raced through. And so I see this truck drive out, this county truck, and it gets on the road. And I go, am I seeing what I'm seeing? This giant snake comes down out of the bottom. It's like 60 feet ahead of me. I got an iPhone in my pocket. I'm like, huh? I'm like, am I on acid? And it drops on the ground and then shoots off into the woods. And I mean, I could see the rattle on the end of it. Huge diamondback. That's cool. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's jam in one more before break here. Who's up next? Daniel in Arizona. You're up next. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah. If you remember that Jesus said, you have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. Well,
that's not what Jesus said. Love your enemies.
No, he said, you have heard it said in the past. You have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those persecuted. Right. So, you know, there was a system of thinking before that said, hate your enemies. So the New Testament is like a spirit-inspired take on the Old Testament, including New Testament doctrines. And the Talmud is the continuation of this earthly demonic wisdom. And so they have enemies from way in ancient times that they hate. Okay, and one of them is called Edom. Edom, which is now they redefined Edom to be the West. Okay, if you can look this up.
So, no, I mean Harrison in my recommendation made a documentary, 50 million views about it, and I've been talking about it for decades. And then now the rabbis, a bunch of them, say that the new Rome is America and the West, and we're going to be destroyed because Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And so, yeah, they've got a big beef. Yeah, I know about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in. You're telling me, oh, you can check this out. I know all about it. You must not listen to the show.
Yeah. So in their eschatology, in the Jewish eschatology, right before the Messiah comes, the West, or Edom, has a war with Persia, and both of them are destroyed. So in the mind of Bibi, that's what he's trying to fulfill. By misleading.
Yeah, did you see Harrison Smith's 20-minute documentary on this?
Well, I know that different points are touched on, but I'm not sure that the particular.
No. I'm not mad you called in about this. You're just telling me about it. I'm telling you I know about it. So I'm asking the question. Did you see Harrison's documentary?
Is it the one that he recently put out about, like, how Bibi said, like, one of the clips is where he's talking about how the Jews were defeated by Rome in the past, but in this time around...
Yeah. I just want people to know about the documentary. Hey, call Harrison. I forget the name of it. It's called The Eighth Front. The Eighth Front. Yeah, it's got 21 million views there. I saw it on, like, Instagram. It was, like, 40 million. Yeah, there it is. We'll come right back to you. Don't hang up.